Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're coming on strong with the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending March 11th, 2017. Last week, if you recall, we had a big new entry in 4th place. Well, this week, we have a big new entry in 4th place. Let's start at number 5, where the Chainsmokers and Halsey tread water with Closer. The Chainsmokers just added to their trophy collection. Hang on for details.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever
Chainsmokers and Halsey continue their record-setting run in the top 5 with Closer. It's been there for 27 weeks now. On Sunday, the Chainsmokers ruled the iHeartRadio Music Awards in Los Angeles. The duo was the night's big winner, taking 5 awards, including Best New Artist. Drake and 21 Pilots came in second with 4 trophies apiece. Last week, Katy Perry crashed into the hit list at number 4 with Chained to the Rhythm. This week, Bruno Mars is our big 4th-place newcomer as That's What I Like rises 3 slots. Bruno also grabbed an iHeartRadio award. Stick around for more.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Bruno Mars bursts into the hit list in 4th place as That's What I Like jumps 3 slots. On Sunday, Bruno was in Los Angeles performing at the iHeart Radio Music Awards. He also received the iHeart Radio Innovator Award, presented by Big Sean. Bruno kicks off his world tour on March 28th in Antwerp, Belgium. Slipping a slot to 3rd place go Zayn and Taylor Swift with I Don't Wanna Live Forever. Is Taylor set to work with another superstar? Stand by.
I don't wanna live forever. Cause I know I've been living in vain. And I don't wanna fit wherever. I just wanna keep calling your name until you come back.
Taylor Swift stepped back a slot to number 3 with I Don't Want to Live Forever. Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran have been friends for years, and in 2013 they collaborated on the song Everything Has Changed. Now it appears a follow-up is in the works. Ed told E! News that a new collaboration will happen in their lifetimes, although it's a safe bet we'll hear something much sooner. What's on the schedule for Migos? We'll investigate after Bad and Bougie, back at number 2.
It's Bad and Bougie, bad, cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My niggas bad and Bougie, bad, cooking up with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Migos retake the runner-up slot with their former champ, Bad and Bougie. The Georgia trio is prepping for one of the year's most anticipated hip-hop tours. On May 4th, they'll hit the road here in North America with Future, Tory Lanez, and Kodak Black. August brings appearances at the Reading and Leeds festivals in the United Kingdom. Well, now that his album is here, it'll be all Ed Sheeran all the time for the rest of the year. We'll catch up with Ed after Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. You were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran spends a 5th total week atop the Billboard Hot 100 with Shape of You. His Divide album dropped last Friday, setting a new Spotify streaming record in the process. Fans streamed it more than 56 million times upon release, nearly doubling The Weeknd's previous record for Starboy set last year. That's going to do it for now, but I'll have a brand new lineup for you in 7 days. Thanks for keeping me company today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.